and now follow on Jonathan to trains to boot the case for the opposition and the debate.
Thank you, Mr. President. Friends. Free Wales is not an easy act to follow. That's why I've already added the Wikipedia entry for this evening, so that I can cheat it. Now, I actually sense a lot of agreement between our two sides of the aisle. We at least agree that the internet is the greatest force for something in the world. It is the greatest force for pornography in the world, that is without a doubt.
Yeah.
Some may be partaking even as I speak. It is the greatest source of videos of cats flushing toilets in the world. You know this is so.
It is also perhaps the greatest potential instrument for the vindication of human rights in the world. I think that's true. And it's possible because we can make it so. But is it the greatest force for democracy? Well, let's talk about exactly what we've learned about democracy over the course of the evening. This is an appropriate chamber in which to ask that question. When you leave tonight, you'll be asked to leave through the doors, and aside from the fire exit, which appears to be locked despite extensive health and safety regulations, you leave either by news or eyes. And if you're not sure, you appear to have a brass rail stuck in your forehead. The essence of democracy is the vote. It's the binary choice. Yes or no. Even though, as nearly any one of us leaves tonight, unless we're ones who had to argue for or against, so cognitive dissonance has us sure about what we believe, you would want to go somewhere in between those doors. Or maybe somewhere way to the right of one of them. Not just filing out and deciding, well, yes, we're done. Not long ago, this chamber debated the resolution, "This House regrets the founding of the United States of America." No offense taken. No offense taken because the motion failed. The motion failed because the number of Americans jammed the room in order to stack the vote. This phenomenon has been taken to a new level by the internet. Time magazine in 1998 put an online survey out to decide who is the greatest person of the century, the greatest diplomat of the century, the greatest sports person of the century. And for the greatest man of the century, Winston Churchill was in the lead. And then at some point, Mustafa Khalil Ataturk got a bunch of votes. Then someone told the Greeks. But the Greeks realized they'd better just stack the cards behind Churchill. So it was Churchill versus Ataturk to the very end. And in the midst of the voting, not only did Ataturk win for man of the century, he also won for sportsman of the century, diplomat of the century. The meter stick. We are making a grave mistake. At the technical layer, many centralized functions of the internet, many of them, there aren't that many, used to be run by a man named John in California. I'm not making this up. There was a time where if you kicked the plug of his Macintosh out from the wall, major parts of the internet would go down. Around 1997, they decided this was no way to run a global network. The question is, what's an alternative to a man named John in California with a Macintosh? They came up with the Internet Corporation for assigned names and numbers and decided to appoint some wise people to run it. But they also decided it needed a membership because everyone in the world has a stake in the Internet. And so they had elections for members.
China and Japan got into a bit of a thing over the Asian seat on the board. China would have won, but the ICANN voting server crashed under the press of last-minute registrations, and Japan won. This is showing that democracy is not the point. The vote is not the point. And just to put together this idea with the idea of pornography that you've been talking about, Google is an instrument of democracy because it aggregates together individual linking decisions of websites in order to give something more or less Google karma. That's what makes its results. Spammers have realized this, and so their interest is in creating fake links to their crap that nobody wants so that the people will have spoken. They do this by leaving spammy comments on blogs, pointing to their stuff. Blogs have responded by the phenomenon of the CAPTCHA, that little kind of wiggly word that you're asked to type in. You thought it was like just a basic test of your intelligence, people who can leave a comment. At least we won't have any of those people who don't know how to fill out a CAPTCHA leaving comments. It's meant to simply ascertain that you're human. So what have the spammers done? They have set up a site of free pornography. Why? You come to the site for the free porn. You ready for this? Excellent. You come to the site for the free porn, and it says, wait a minute, it really is free porn, and they're right. But before you can see it, you must type in this CAPTCHA. Where do they get the CAPTCHA? They go over to the site where they're about to leave a spammy comment. And they grab the CAPTCHA automatically, put it over here. You type in the answer, you get your porn, they get their CAPTCHA, they come back over here and leave the spam. Everybody's happy. The best things about the internet have, and in a wonderful paradox, been a rejection of the binary. Isn't that weird? A digital world rejecting the binary. The people who invented the protocols of the internet, the Internet Engineering Task Force members, for which there is no membership, anybody can be a part of it, when they get together in a room sort of like this and try to decide important, weighty matters of internet design, like does an email go to and then from, or from and then to? It's kind of like which side of the road you drive on. It's not inherently best one way or the other, but you ought to be consistent. Somebody comes up with a proposal, and then they call for a hum in the room. They ask people to hum if they agree. These are like geeks. And then they hum. And the funny thing is, you can tell from a hum whether there is consensus. The motto of the IETF is, we reject kings, presidents, and voting.
I'm sorry, Mr. President.
We believe in rough consensus and running code. Now that's pretty cool. That's the basis of the network that had a guy named John in California running it for a while. That has given us the magic that we've seen extolled so well by this side of the aisle. What's another place that rejects voting and democracy?
Wikipedia?
Wikipedia is not democracy, is it, Mr. Wales, I asked you, Mr. President? Wikipedia is, there's no word for it, right? If somebody came to you in 2001, who called himself Jimbo, and said, I got a great idea, okay? It's an encyclopedia that anyone can edit at any time. Exactly. Wikipedia works in practice, but not in theory. Now, when you edit something, there are rules. Where do the rules come from? They're in a wiki. You can wiki the rules. But if you wiki them in a bad way, people come along and wiki them back. So there's like governance, but it is not democracy. And who's at the top of this pyramid? A god king named Jimbo. Hardcore Wikipedia. You have a little homepage for yourself in the user pages. And there's an opportunity to identify, it's kind of like Facebook groups, but much cooler. And so you can just spontaneously come up with a tag for yourself, like, I enjoy pizza, or I'm a libertarian, or an objectivist, or whatever. So somebody actually came up with a tag to indicate that he identified strongly with the protagonist of Lolita. This created some consternation within a Wikipedia community that is scrutinized so carefully. You think the Daily Mirror cares about you rolling in the mud? Just one hiccup on Wikipedia, and they are all over this guy. So the question came up in the community. The administrators were like, should we allow such a tag? And some people said, yes, we must be, you know, you could do a debate all evening on whether you allow such a tag. How did the debate end? Not with a vote, not even with a sense of consensus. Jimbo came in and said, you guys are all crazy. Of course you can't have the tag. And that was it. The tag's gone. Wikipedia is not a democracy. But the thing that saves it from any sense of tyranny, aside from the fact that Jimbo is utterly benevolent and can never do anything wrong, is that you can fork it at any time. Fork, I said. The act of forking it is to say you can copy all of it and start Schmickipedia, or Uncyclopedia, or Citizendium, you name it. And that is a safety valve. But it's not democracy. It's something entirely new, something much better than walking through those doors. So if you are an optimist about the future of the internet tonight, your vote does not belong here, and in fact, we welcome your votes as well. You should say no to this set of pigeonholes. In an atmosphere of debate where no one woman's voice was heard this evening in debate. Now, that's a hum that says, oh, that's a cheap shot, right? That's what that hum meant. It doesn't make it untrue. On the net, and through things like Wikipedia and through the very architecture, we have a chance to make the internet the greatest force for community, for liberty, for human rights, I'd even say for humanity, at a time when this is desperately needed. When what we were left with before the internet happened to come along, thanks to television and radio and all the other crap, was doors to pass through every so often to indicate your preference for one of two insipid choices. I think that was a sympathetic hum, but I'm not entirely sure. That was my time is up, then let me simply say, please reject the structure that is confining us. Vote no in solidarity with the future and the fun of the internet. Thank you very much.
Treasurer, so see you all on Tuesday for a debate about women in politics. Thank you very much.